I've just come out of Thursday's class, which is my beginner's class, and tonight we've done something a little different. And what we've done tonight is we haven't learned a new move. It was evident very early on that the class were feeling quite uncomfortable about what they'd learned the previous week, and that it was necessary to take our time and review and revise what we did last week and practice it some more, get lots of repetition in and get it joined in before and after the other moves to help them feel like it slots in just nicely. And so that's what we've done tonight. And it was really good actually that the students themselves outright asked for that. But you can't, as a teacher, you can't always rely on that. You've got to be able to sense the mood of the class. And even if what you're seeing is what you expect for their experience, you've got to be able to just feel how they're feeling. You know, pick up on the vibe. And if the vibe inside themselves isn't right, as a teacher, one of the responsibilities you have is to help them feel better. It doesn't mean you can't take them out of the comfort zone. It doesn't mean you can't leave them outside the comfort zone. But you've got to pick those moments and make sure that if they're outside the comfort zone, it's in order to learn something rather than because you're in a hurry. And that's why it's important with any class you're teaching to build in flexibility into the schedule. So on any given week, if it's necessary to just spend the week revising rather than adding to, then it's not a problem to the overall achievements that the students will make by the end of the course. And if you do that, then the students will feel that they're being listened to, that they're being taught as individuals and not merely grist for the mill. They're not really being pushed through a program, through a machine that doesn't care. Because at the end of the day, what's the point of going to the end of the course if the students don't feel they have? Thank you.